virus, having been in the state only a couple of years, is still pretty well unknown, especially what mosquitoes are involved in transmitting the disease to humans. It's a disease primarily of birds, and it's actually terminates in humans. It's not transmitted from human to human. And so understanding which mosquito species are involved in moving the virus from bird hosts to humans and at what times during the season is still very much unknown.
And so that is one of the things that you will be studying with this allocation.
That's right. We've got people out in the field now that are sampling birds, sampling mosquitoes, looking for the presence of the virus, both in the bird hosts as well as in the mosquito vectors. So knowing a bit about which species, where they are located compared to population centers, for example, the timing of that, when the disease shows up, when the particular mosquitoes are active. For example, one species may be a very good host, a very good vector of the disease, but if it doesn't bite people, it's not really of concern to us, or if it's very active only in the beginning of the season before the virus builds up in bird hosts, then it's not much of a concern to people.
And, of course, then the more we know about the disease and which mosquitoes it's present in and that sort of thing, the more we can protect humans from contracting the virus.
Right. What really needs to be done is an integrated approach to managing mosquito populations. Simply going and spraying neighborhoods for adult mosquitoes in the absence of an absolute outbreak of the disease is probably not advisable, whereas managing the immature mosquitoes to disrupt the population cycle and keep them from building up is likely to have much more long-term benefit. And by keeping the mosquito populations low, we can keep the disease incidence or the likelihood of that disease at a lower level. So interrupting the process early rather than responding after there's a major outbreak, as there was last year.
And I understand you will be making another request for funding.
That's correct. What we are really lacking is a biocontainment facility, which would allow us to culture the virus, to be able to look at its competence in several different mosquitoes or different sorts of bird blood. And we cannot do that without a facility that protects the environment and people from that disease. So we have made a second request to Senator Durbin for funds that would allow us to purchase a mobile or prefabricated biocontainment facility that we would locate on campus. So we're hoping we can be successful in funding for that would allow us to do much more involved and necessary tests.